playing the best in Sega vocal tracks. This is The Voice of Sega with Dr. Scott Nick.
Welcome to The Voice of Sega here on Radio Sega. We started off the show today with Radio Nintendo with the new Super Mario Bros. Athletic theme for Mario and Sonic at the Winter Olympic Games. Green Viper said in the chat that this is not vocal. However, they did do the ba-ba, so I count that technically as vocals. Then after that, we had It's Been a Long Time Since We Passed Through Space-Time, the vocal version from the Puyo Puyo Vocal Tracks album. I thought we'd start off the show with just some terrible, well not terrible, because the Mario song's great, with some silly songs in memoration for April 1st, Never Forgetty. Probably one of the worst days of the year, because I keep forgetting that it's April 1st and I get really excited over things and then I'm like, oh wait, it's April 1st. One that just fooled me a bit earlier was Sonic Retro posted a news article saying how Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transformed was coming to the Nintendo Switch, and I believed it. And then 5 minutes later I was like, oh wait, it's April 1st. Damn it. As you can probably tell by my voice, I am very, 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 very tired today. I've had a super, super, super busy day, which we'll be talking about a bit later on the show, because it's gonna be quite a while to chat about this, because I had a pretty full-on and interesting day. Everyone in the chat, be sure to tell me how you are doing, and what you're up to, and all that jazz and stuff. So yes, on today's show we'll be talking about Sonic Sega news. We'll be talking about what's been happening in my life today, because it was pretty crazy. We'll be talking about video games in general, because I'm close to finishing The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, which is pretty good. Among other topics as well. Everyone in the chat is currently talking about daylight savings, because as you are aware, if you're listening to this at this moment in time, England, the UK, is now on a daylight savings, and I believe America is as well. Don't quote me on that. I don't know anything about the world we live in, because I'm a loser, but I know the UK are in daylight savings at the moment, and maybe possibly America as well. But however, in Western Australia, daylight savings is not a thing. They had a vote about 10 years or so ago now, and they voted that there should be no more daylight savings. So it gets a bit confusing when other places go forward an hour. And yeah, my show was technically supposed to start an hour ago. However, because of the times not changing here, I decided might as well just keep it the same time for me, and everyone else can just wait an hour. Because I'm selfish like that. Anyway, we're going to go back into some more music, and then we shall return to talk about the news. So coming up next is, let me just choose a track, shall we? Coming up next from Tokyo Mirage Sessions, it is Black Rain, a game that I need to play more of, because I'm only on chapter 2 of that game, but it is very, very, very difficult. Enjoy.
Soon
And welcome back to the Voice of Sega here on Radio Sega. What we just had there was Black Rain from Tokyo Mirage Sessions FE, a game which I said earlier I need to play more of because I'm only on chapter 2 of the game, but it is very, very difficult and I don't know how I can do it, but I'll try when I'm finished Legend of Zelda. Then after that we had Fighting Climax, the opening version from Dengeki Bunko Fighting Climax. A little PS3 fighting game, which also features Alicia from Valkyria Chronicles. Fun little fact for you there. So in this segment is called The News, of course, where we talk about news. And there's a little bit of me at the start going, The News. And I just knew that Green Viper in the chat would say The Nudes. And what do you know? He did it. He is so predictable. It's crazy. Coco Loco. He's just so predictable. It's just, come on, get more original with your stuff. Anyway, it's time for the news. I just shouted really loud there. I apologize. I usually go to TSSZ for my news, but at the moment they're filled with fake news, as the Trump calls it. Because it's April Fools, and it's funny, lol. So I'm going to good old Sega Bits for today's news coverage. And we're starting off with the fact that Sega suddenly puts Mickey Castle of Illusion back on Steam, PSN, and Xbox Live Arcade, which is pretty good. If you don't know, a few months ago, Mickey's Castle of Illusion, a little 2D, well, 3D side-scroller, was taken off the stores because the licensing with Disney had run out, so they had to take it down. But it seems like something came to tuition and they've got it back up. It's made by Sega Studios Australia. It was their last game before they went defunct, and it's a fun little game if you want to try it out. If you missed out on it in the first time round, be sure to get it now on Steam, PSN, or Xbox Live Arcade. Sega releases 8-bit Bayonetta on Steam. This little game was available about a year or so ago, and they've put it up on Steam. Hooray! As a little April Fool's joke, and also as a teaser, because in 9 days, something Bayonetta related will be announced. My prediction is that a Bayonetta PC port is to be announced, but you never know. Could have Bayonetta 3, which I doubt, but you never know. So look forward to Bayonetta PC news coming out in the next week or so. But until then, play 8-bit Bayonetta on Steam for free. It's only about 100 megabyte download, so it won't destroy your internet or your hard drive space or anything like that. Sega announces Total War Warhammer 2. When Sega first announced Total War Warhammer a few years ago, they said that the game was going to be very large. So it would take 3 parts to experience the whole thing. So the final part, which I believe it may be, or they've decided to add even more parts to it, is Total War Warhammer 2. What do you think of them making a second one? Or would you prefer them going back to the traditional Total War sort of games, like set in the medieval times? In some other news, 7th Dragon 3 Code VFD God Hand Figgy Figure, that was a mouthful, is up for pre-order on a website, on AmiAmi, I believe it is. It costs 14,904 yen, which equals to $133 for a limited time. For a limited time of, you get an 18% discount for $100, $110. My brain is very dead at the moment. I'm very tired. Please forgive me, for I have sinned. And the final bit of news, which I'm quite excited for. Some people were a bit eh about it, but I'm still hopeful and looking forward to. Valkyria Revolution has been gotten a release date, and that will be coming out June 27th in the Americas, and June 30th in Europe, and June 31st. In Australia. It'll be coming out for Xbox One, PS4 physically, and PlayStation Vita digitally. And if you live in America, there'll also be a limited edition called the Vanguard Edition, which will feature a little badge and a sound selection CD, which is pretty cool because the soundtrack for Valkyria Revolution sounds amazing from what I've heard so far. And I might start playing a bit of their songs in the weeks to come. Two last bits of Sega news for today. Reviews are coming in for Persona 5, and they're pretty good. That's pretty good. They've been giving Persona 9 out of 10s, 9.5s. So it's definitely a good game, and definitely worth your time. I plan on picking it up very soon, once I get money to get it, because I pre-ordered Mario Kart 8 Deluxe and Puyo Puyo Tetris the other day. So my money supply is quite limited right now. And in the final piece of Sega news for today, Sonic Boom is not listed in Cartoon Network's 2017 to 2018 lineup, which doesn't sound promising. We all know in the Sonic community that Sonic Boom has had sort of a rough time on Cartoon Network, but it seems to only be getting worse by the fact that it's not in their lineup list. So hopefully Boomerang will have a lineup list which will include Sonic Boom. But for now, we can say for a 40% chance, I'm going to go with 40%, that Sonic Boom may not make it past its second season, which is going to be a bit of a shame because the show has gotten really good in my opinion. There are some really hilarious episodes, especially in the second season. It was just a shame about the video game had to sort of ruin the reputation of the Sonic Boom franchise, which is a shame. But that's what happens when you rush products. Let's see what people are saying in the chat. Green Viper says, I was watching a video of the original Castle of Illusion yesterday and I was thinking how I really wanted to play the HD version. Literally 10 minutes later it was announced that they were bringing the HD version back up. What timing? That's pretty good for you. I'm glad to hear it. You're very lucky. Green Viper says 90% equals pretty good. That's basically gamers nowadays. Suffix rated a 7. It's a terrible game. You shouldn't buy it. But if it's so silly. Nowadays, Suffix is either amazing or it's terrible. There's no in between. So if Suffix rated a 6 or a 7, it's the worst game ever. Never play it. You only play a game if it's a 9 or a 10. Everything else is just trash. Which a lot of people online think, which is a bit silly. Anyways, we're going to go back to some more music, and then we shall return to talk about my day today, because it was pretty cool, man. Pretty cool. So coming up next is from Sonic 06. It is His World, the Zebrahead version. Enjoy.
Sorted and it's ready to blow. He's got the dope sound bumping and his stereo kicking ass loud.
Welcome back to the Voice of Sega here on Radio Sega. What we just had there was His World, the Zebrahead version from Sonic 06. Then after that, we had the Island of Everlasting Summer from the Streets of Rage remake. Hello, everyone. I'm back. How's it going? Hope you're doing good. So now it's that time of the show where we just talk, have a little chit chat. So everyone, how are you? How has your day been? How has your week been? Because it's Saturday now, hooray! And how was your march? Was it a good march? Was it a bad march? Did you do lots of marching? I don't know. Be sure to let me know in the chat or on Twitter or on Facebook if your name is Katie. Hi Katie, if you're tuned in yet. So today I had a very, very, very tiring day. I went off to do work experience on the AFL. If you don't know what AFL is, it is Australian... what does AFL stand for? my brain is dead. I don't know what AFL stands for, but it's sort of like Australia's big sport. I think Australian Football League? Is that what it means? I don't know. Some Australian will tell me what it stands for. I think it stands for Australian Football League. Unlike England, it's not proper football. Unlike America, it's not that kind of football. It's sort of... it's closer to the American side of football. But if you want to figure out what AFL is, you can Google it for yourself. But it's massive in Australia. It's the national sport of Australia. If you don't count cricket, so it's basically cricket and AFL are the top two amazing sports, as the Australians like to call it. Katie says, give us a shout out. Katie, Griffin, Nathan, and Katie, hi, how you doing? I'm so tired, you don't understand. I'm doing this show half asleep right now, but dedication, motivation, what even is that? But yes, so AFL, I went to work experience on that today. So I showed up at around 8:15 in the morning. I helped set up all the cameras and stuff like that in their positions where they'd be. And yeah, I did a lot of walking around, a lot of moving cables, a lot of talking to people in the industry to sort of get to know how it works, get some inside knowledge and all that jazz. During the game, I actually got to sit on the actual field just off of it in a little in a similar area to where the coaches or managers usually sit in a football game. So I got to sit right along the edge of the actual field, which is pretty cool. And it ran on for a long time. It was about a 13-hour day. I got back at around 9:45 or so. It's now 11:35 at night here in Western Australia, so I'm quite exhausted and tired. Katie says legend on Facebook, thanks very much. But yeah, during the day I got to have a little go at the camera. I did cables, fun. I helped build up a camera, take it all down, set up lighting, take down lighting. I got to embarrass myself in front of one of the commentators. So we were setting up this little setup of lights and a camera, because the commentators were going to come onto the field and do a little skit, which they thought was funny, but it was actually just quite cringy instead. So they were setting it up and stuff like that, and I head over to this little table to pick something up. I duck down, I grab the thing, I start getting up, and I whack my head on the table. And one of the commentators, who's sort of a big deal in the AFL community, he was right behind me, and he goes, oh, there goes the first one, and he gives you a little rub on the head. And I was like, hey, I would be freaking out if I actually knew who you were, but I don't follow AFL in the slightest. So I had no clue until someone's like, oh, that guy's actually pretty big. And I'm like, oh, okay, nice. But, yeah, so I got a media pass. I can go basically to any game But it would be cool if I actually cared for AFL, which I don't. It's one of my least favourite sports, but don't tell Australians that or they'll kick me out of Australia, I assume. So how has your day been? Has it been good? Has it been bad? Has it been mediocre? I'm gonna say, Katie, how has your day been? I assume your day has been mediocre at best. I don't know why I say that. I assume your day was amazing. Yes, there we go. I'm rambling on too much. Let's go play some more music, shall we? Yes, let's do that. Because Katie is listening, I've got to choose a song that isn't gonna cause cringe. So, what I'm gonna do is I'm going to play a lovely little song at the moment. It is gonna be some Bentley Jones, and we're gonna play So Much More, I think. Still a bit of a... Katie still might think it's a bit of a cringe song, but I don't care. So, coming up next is So Much More from Sonic and All Stars Racing, and we'll be back to talk about just gaming talk, as we do every week. Enjoy!
I gotta be so much
Welcome back to the Voice of Sega here on Radio Sega. What we just had there was Pursuing My True Self, the Shinichi Osawa remix from Persona 4 Dancing All Night. Then after that we had before that we had So Much More from Bentley Jones from Sonic and Sega All Stars Racing. Sorry, I read those the wrong way round. I'm having trouble even looking at the screens now because I'm just so tired. We've got about 20 minutes left, so we're going to finish this little segment off and we're going to play one more song, and then that's going to be it for the night because I am falling asleep right now. You never know, I might actually fall asleep before the show ends, so hopefully that's not the case, but if it is, you might just have me on air all night, all day. Just, you might hear me sleep talk, snore, whatever it is, I don't know. You're going to hear me do one of the things if I fall asleep, which hopefully I don't. I'm rambling. Anyway, welcome to Game Talk, when we talk about games and stuff. So what have you been playing the past week? Be sure to let me know in the chat or on Twitter at Voice of Sega or at Dr. Scotnik. Let me know what you've been playing. Have you been enjoying it? Have you not been enjoying it? Let me know. So, for me, I have been playing The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. Yes, even more of that. It's been 3 weeks in a row where this is the only thing I've been playing, but alas, another week of just Zelda. And I'm not too far off from finishing the game. I've done all the Divine Beasts. If you don't know what the Divine Beasts are, they're sort of like the temples of this new Zelda game. I've completed all those, which give you special abilities to use in the game, which are very, very helpful and very OP. And I have also got the Master Sword, which is a nice little bonus as well. So now that I've got those, I could go to Ganon and just kill him right now, but I'm going to walk around, do a bit more shrines, and get all the memories as well. If you didn't know, there are quite a few memories in the game you have to unlock, which you look at your Sheikah Slate, or your Wii U gamepad as I just like to call it, and it has a few photos just scattered on there. Ones you haven't taken, just random ones. And to unlock these memories, you have to look at the photos, talk to specific NPCs around towns, show them the photos, and they tell you sort of which direction those are in. And you've got to go to the same place the photos are in to unlock a memory from that, if that made any sense whatsoever. And it shows off some really cool backstory and shows off all the other characters, which are pretty cool. I'm not too keen on the new voice of Zelda. She's a bit annoying. I never really imagined Zelda to have such a British accent, but apparently everyone's got a British accent these days. My eyes have been closed during the whole segment now, and I just open them and it's just white light everywhere. Green Viper says he's been playing some Meat Boy, tons to practice playing the game on a marathon on Monday. Ooh, pretty fancy. I wish you all the luck, Green Viper. Try not to stuff it up. There we go. Save the Space Whale says, still haven't completed Zelda yet. Been too busy saving space whales, of course. Because why wouldn't you? The space whales are very, very important. Have you not seen the episode of Doctor Who where it had a space whale in it? That was a pretty good episode based on morals and all that sort of stuff. Basically, there was a space whale and they had to decide whether to kill it or to save it. It was pretty interesting. And it was the last of their kind. Like Save the Whale said, they're endangered. Space whales are endangered. Especially in Doctor Who, thousands of years in the future. And Green Viper says he'll be playing some Sonic tomorrow, some Sonic Adventure DX to Shadow in 6 hours. That will be fun. Good luck playing Sonic Adventure 2, that's all I'm going to say. But anyway, I think that is enough for today. I am falling asleep right now. Tomorrow, I'm going out with a friend. We're going to do some exploring. Take some lovely photos together. Shout out to my friend. Shout out to my friend, Imogen. Imogen's the best. Hi, Imogen. How you doing? We're going out, we're taking photos. It's going to be a lovely, dandy old day. So I'm going to get some sleep so I can have some form of energy for that tomorrow. So to end off tonight's show is a track from one of my favourite Sega 3DS games, from Ribbon Thief and the Emperor's Treasure. If you haven't played this game, do yourself a service. Find it in stores or download it digitally off the eShop, because it is worth it. It's a lovely, lovely Sega game. It also has some Samba de Amigo mini games in it as well, because Rhythm Thief is a rhythm game, obviously, because it's called Rhythm Thief. God damn it, Sky Media. I didn't realize that until I said that. Green Viper says, you have friends? Believe it or not, I do. I know, it's crazy. But anyway, we're going to end off the show with Dis Irara. I don't know how to pronounce it because it's in French. But I hope you enjoy. Bye bye. See you all next week. I'm going to sleep. Good night. Au revoir.
Dieu te dit au revoir.